ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests who have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, before we get started the show, I want to share an upcoming event that I'm going to be a part of that you all can tune into to get inspired. This is actually an event that has been put together for people with cancer that are cancer survivors as well as the caregivers. And this is for anyone else that needs some hope and inspiration. The event is called the I Thrive in Survivorship Telesummit. If you go to the website tiny.cc/iThriveTelesummit, sign up for that, and starting on Monday, November the 28th, you're going to receive an audio directly audio download directly into your mailbox so that you can listen at your convenience, and there's no cost for any of this. I'm actually going to be the first speaker on November the 28th, so you have to sign up in advance of this. So that website, again, to get signed up is tiny.cc/iThriveTelesummit. Now, those details can also be found on my personal website, AskSueLondon.com, and that's found on the events calendar for November 28th. So check that out. And if you have any questions and you want to connect with me after the show, you can do that through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, more news to share with you. For everybody who lives in Westerly, Rhode Island and surrounding area, I'm going to be at our radio station, WBLQ, on Wednesday, December the 7th from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. doing a book signing, meeting y'all, and sharing lots of hugs. So for any of you who are not familiar with the location of our station, that address is 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island. And again, that date, mark your calendars, is Wednesday, December the 7th. So come out and say hi and pick up your personally autographed copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And now, if you need more details about that event, or the location, you can call our station at 401-322-9091. More news for you is be sure to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for my free newsletter to instantly start receiving 10 weekly videos of me sharing the top 10 life-changing lessons that will change your life forever. So check that out at my website, AskSueLondon.com. And my technology growments continue, folks. I now have a blog. You can see that blog through my website, AskSueLondon.com. There you will see giveaways, photos of my events, details about my radio guests, and lots of other great details. So check that out through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And on the menu area, you'll see a blog button. Just click on that. And when you go there today, you're going to see a recipe from our guest today. So check that out. Now, the topic of our show today is healing with raw foods. And my special guest is raw chef Pam Nectar-Garabians. Raw chef Pam has called both Vancouver and San Francisco home, and her international, innovative, healthy culinary style reflects these dynamic cities. With over 10 years in the natural products industry, with the best companies including Whole Foods Market, Do Matcha, Tall Grass, as well as certification in nutrition and herbal medicine, Pam has so much to share, especially in the kitchen where she comfortably turns healthy food or healthy work into memorial play. From an early age, Pam's life has been filled with delicious events, entertaining with friends and family on all scales, from intimate to grand. Her lifelong love affair with food, mixed with her own journey towards health and raw food, quickly became her new medium. Pam never, ever compromises flavor, nor does she disconnect health with happiness. Pam's raw specialties will surely impress and satisfy. Now, recently, while weaving her magic at the Raw Life Festival in Sweden, her creations were enjoyed by people from all over the globe who are collectively waking up to the spiritual benefits of a clean, live diet. Pam has an infectious joy for life and the people around her. She's a natural teacher, an inspired chef, and she knows from experience the best parties always end up in the kitchen. Now, you can learn about Pam at her website, luxuryjuicefast.com. So check that out. Pam, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you, Sue. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. Now, we have to tell everybody that right now you've got a retreat going on, right?
That's true. We're in the middle of one here in Sedona.
So everyone, you need to know that Pam is really a great girl, but right now she's in this fast and she's got like major overdrive of energy, right, Pam?
You know what? It's so true, Sue. I'm on day five of a juice fast and I'm blissed out. What can I say? It's the greatest thing.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Now, let's start off because when I first heard that, you know, you wanted to come on and talk about healing with raw foods, I thought, what? And I didn't understand the whole process of you know, raw foods. So can you tell our listeners, what is raw food?
Well, raw food is basically all the foods that we know and love but are left in their natural state. So anything that's not cooked above about 114 to 118 degrees is considered raw. And so the enzymes and a lot of the nutrients are still intact. It's not altered and cooked.
Oh, okay. Now, so let's talk about juice fasting. That's what you're doing right now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So what is it? Let's talk
juice
about
fasting
that.
Juice fasting is you have a whole lot of yummy green juice, and by just living on green juice for a couple of days, your body is just getting flooded with a ton of detoxing nutrients and everything it needs. But the real thing it's doing is it's giving your digestive system a break. You're just having liquid juice, and by giving your digestive system a break, your body is able to do a lot of other important things.
Yeah, and
it's very detoxifying.
And you know, can I share, Pam, you know my story. Listeners, some of you may know, some of you may not, I used to have Crohn's disease. And for me having that disease, it was a real struggle trying to figure out what to eat. Nobody could tell me what was my best diet for me. And so what happened, I was working with this healer, and she said, you know, I should look into juicing. And I thought, okay, well, let's try it. And for a year, I lived on carrot juice with celery. And what happened, I turned orange.
Carrots will do that.
Yeah, but that's what got me through it. Like, it really saved my life.
Yeah.
So it's powerful stuff. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that just anybody can just, you know, listen to the show tonight and just get right into it? Or should they be checking with their doctors first?
Oh, I really think that people need to be checking with their doctors. In fact, they need to be working with somebody that understands juice fasting and what can happen during a juice fast. Medical supervision is absolutely important because everybody is going to be affected in different ways.
Yeah.
And this, you know, there are things that can come when you're detoxing. It's a good thing. It's what we call a healing crisis. But there's definitely symptoms that can come up. So you want to talk to your doctor, preferably naturopath, someone that knows who, you know, how it works. And we have an amazing one here at our center. So, yeah.
Good. Now, can I ask you, what would be some of the symptoms people would experience?
Like, you know, kind of like headache. fatigue, yep. nausea, maybe some blood sugar balancing, you know, maybe some blood pressure stuff. It's all good. It's all what we call a reboot, you know.
So when you're
detoxing, these toxins are moving to the body, and they can create some uncomfortable moments. But most of the time, you're feeling like $1 million.
But
because those things can happen, you want to be, especially for your first fast or two, you want to be medically supervised. You know, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, good point. I want everyone to really take note of that. Just don't jump into this, because you do want to have that supervision.
And to add to that also, it's one thing to juice fast. Anybody can fast, but it takes a wise man to come off a fast properly. You want to reintroduce the good bacteria. You want to reintroduce certain foods at a certain pace. That's as important as the fast itself.
Good point. Folks, if you just tuned in, I'm your host, Sue London, and on Get Inspired Radio. And today we have raw chef Pam Nectar-Garabians here with us, and we're discussing healing with raw foods. Now, Pam, we have to go to a commercial break in about a minute, but can you start sharing, is it more than preparing cooked foods, this whole process?
No. Oh, cooking raw is easier. And I love cooking any food. I love cooking all day long. And cooking raw food is easier. It really is. Once you set yourself up, it's easy.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break right now, and then we come back. Let's talk more about that, okay?
Great.
Now, listeners, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my special guest, raw chef Pam Nectar-Garabians. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about healing with raw foods. Now, if anyone's listening, and I'm asking you this on behalf of my producer, he had a little accident, and he's going to kill me because I'm sharing this, I'm sure. But if anyone knows how to take a spaghetti stain out of material car seats, can you like just call into our station today or send us a message through the instant messenger so that we can pass that on to Chris? So stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is raw chef Pam Nectar Garabians, and the topic is healing with raw foods. Now, before the break, Pam was sharing what raw foods is. But before we continue, I want everyone to know, Pam, how they can connect with you. So can you share your website address with everybody?
Absolutely. It's www.luxuryjuicefast.com.
Perfect. Well, guys, check it out. This girl's an amazing, I can't talk highly enough about her. And of course, if you just tuned in, we need to share with everyone, Pam, you're doing a fast right now, so you're pretty wired. So here's an example that a fast doesn't, like, put you on your back and knock you out.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. Feels like a million bucks. Yeah.
So, Pam, let's start, you know, in now and share, you know, how and why did you get into raw food? Because you've got an amazing story that people need to know.
Sure, I'd love that. So, you know, it's been really a kind of quick road, and I would say that raw food definitely found me and saved me. You know, I was, well, first of all, I was 70 pounds over where I am now, and I had been for years. I mean, for a lot of years. And, you know, I had worked for Whole Foods for years and years in their nutrition department, and a lot of people around me were into raw this and raw that, and I just thought, you know, I like food way too much to do that. It sounds like a big sacrifice. I thought it was just kind of for the real hippies, you know what I mean? But anyway, and then I was working and I accidentally ate raw one day. I had carrot sticks and apples and almonds and oysters and a salad, and I felt really clear. And I thought, huh. And then I did it for another day and another day and another day, and after a week I was like, there's definitely something to this.
Wow.
And so it was, I kind of stumbled upon it literally just like that. And then a year and a half ago, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and I knew the important benefits of juicing and raw foods, and we went for it together. And, you know, it was so powerful, and it was so powerful for her. And then, you know, and the wheatgrass and the green juice and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. However, as I was going through that, I knew that I did lose her to cancer last year. And I knew before she died that I needed to be really proactive about surviving that, and not only surviving it, but as you said earlier, but thriving through that. And
yes.
I also knew that I love food way too much, and a lot of my friends are chefs, and that I needed to be supported, and I needed to juice fast, and I needed to be in sunshine, and I needed to be in a group where I would just have no option but to juice fast. I knew I would need that support around me to give it a go for my first juice fast.
Wow, okay. And I mean, look at the place. You're in Sedona, Arizona right now.
Yeah,
you couldn't get a more beautiful place. And as a fellow Canadian, you're from Vancouver, B.C.
Right. Lots of rain. That's not. I just knew that I couldn't survive a winter in Vancouver that year. I just thought, I'm going. And where I went was the Tree of Life down in Patagonia, Arizona. I thought, I need raw food, I need to juice fast, and I need sunshine if I'm going to make it the way I want to make it through this time.
Now, did you find it really a real struggle as you were starting to shift to just, like, you know, the raw food diet?
Not at all. It quickly became a new art form. I'm a chef, and I've always been a cook, and I love playing with food. And so suddenly it was like this challenge in a different way. Like, okay, how do I use these things? And there's different tools. Like, there's, you know, Cuisinarts and Vitamixes and dehydrators, and I could be just as creative. Mm-hmm. And it was so much more fun. I mean, the beauty of raw food is if you imagine a table full of food in their natural states, and you can just play. You can make up anything you want, and it's really fun. Yeah, you can. It's a really wonderful creative outlet.
Well, now let's talk about, you know, what are the benefits of this?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how you're doing this fast right now, and you're really full of energy. What other benefits are there?
Well, eating raw food is I mean, with a primarily raw food diet. So, and what that means is primarily is a lot of raw food. You know, maybe it's 50% for you. Maybe it's 80% raw food for you. You know, just more than you have now. The benefits of raw food is in its natural state. So all the nutrients, all the tools that it has, all the foods have for us, and the benefits are all right there for us. They haven't been altered, and they haven't been destroyed by heat. So the enzymes are still intact. And what enzymes do, they go ahead and they digest your food, right? They also speed up metabolism, and they digest not only the food you're eating right then, but a lot of the food that's still sitting in your little systems that is really, really ready to go. As well, and that is really where diseases can start from. So I always call enzymes like little Pac-Man, and they go through your body, and they'll eat up inflammation, they'll eat up old matter, they'll eat up all kinds of things, and they'll speed up your metabolism. So that's a really big thing. And also the water is still alive in that food. That food still has a vibration, and there's an energetic quality to it. So it's just it allows your light and your energy to flow in a really beautiful way.
Well, and like we were saying before the break, it's good to, you know, for your digestion.
Totally.
With doing the juice fasting, like what I shared, listeners, if you've just tuned in, when I was at a point in my life really struggling with having Crohn's disease, the disease is now healed now, by the way, folks, but when I was at a point, my weight was only 80 pounds. Wow. And that I'm 5'5", so that's pretty small for me. And it was the juicing. And what I was doing, I'd make some carrot juice, and I would take sips of it. I turned orange, but everyone thought I had a great tan. But that's what helped me survive and shift to being able to.
Yeah. The juice fasting is so wonderful because it allows your body to reboot and kick in an innate ability to heal itself, which we all have. We all have that, and that's what you did. By allowing your digestive system to take that break, all these other wonderful things in your body and all these systems were able to take over. And it's kind of, I kind of relate it to, you know, some people believe that, you know, if you're fighting a cold, if you're going all the time, you're not going to get better. If you stop and take a nap and give yourself a break, then your immune system can kick in and take care of the cold. So if you're fighting all kinds of different diseases, any one, if you give your digestive system a break and you just feed yourself with a lot of detoxing nutrients, your body just says, thank you very much. I'm kicking into high gear and just watch. And there's so many other benefits, too. You know, like weight loss is another huge benefit. It's a healthy weight loss. Yeah.
Now, can I ask you, the first question I want to ask you, though, is how raw does someone have to be? Like, do you have to cut out everything cooked? Do you have to cut out the, you know, how raw does one have to be?
You know, raw is, I think that a lot of people in the raw community kind of shoot them, you know, they kind of make it like a religion, you know, and it's all or none. It's nothing's all or none. I still eat plenty of cooked food. And, you know, but I understand the benefit of eating raw food. My diet is probably 80% raw.
Okay.
And that is considered a raw food diet. But for all your listeners out there, Sue, the best thing to do is it's a process. It's not a light switch. It's a process. So start incorporating fruit for breakfast and see how that goes. And there's lots of raw things in some of the stores now right now to try, you know. And also work with smoothies, you know. Start with smoothies and start with simple things and incorporate, you know, add a little raw, and you'll feel so much better. And it's a, like I said, it's such a process. Well, if you begin a little today, a year from now, you'll have a whole different level. You know, and food needs to be enjoyed.
Well, and you know what I find? The healthier that I eat, it's like I used to call it the fun food. Like I don't want to mention any names, but his name is Chris, my producer. he likes spaghetti. I can't eat that stuff anymore. It's like I feel like it's toxic for my system. And the healthier I eat.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you find
your
that?
Taste, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what. My food tastes have completely changed. I mean, what I used to crave and what I used to go for. And that's another really important point, actually, that you're reminding me of right now, Sue, is that by empowering yourself with a juice fast, myself, and I know I'm not alone, food was my addiction. Food was my comfort. Food was my, and it's, I'm not alone. There's a lot of people out there in the same place. You know, I had 70 pounds to lose, you know.
Yeah.
And by doing that first juice fast is not only was it a reboot to my body, it was a reboot to my spirit. And, like, today I had to go to the market and buy some things for our guests here at our center that are breaking their fast tomorrow. And I'm walking around the grocery store, and I'm on day 5 of a juice fast. And I'm thinking, I can't believe I'm the same person that used to just gravitate towards the chip aisle all the time to feel better, as a treat, as any excuse in the book, you know. And now I don't even see it. I don't even want it. I feel like there's been such a spiritual reboot based on detoxing the body. I mean, our body and our minds are so connected. And
it's so true.
It's so true. And, you know, it's kind of like, sorry.
Can I ask you, can raw food diet, is that for everybody? Like, can children do this? Seniors do this? Yeah.
Yes.
They just have to be sure to check with their doctors.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a blend is a great way to go. From everybody will benefit from a raw diet. Everybody benefits from raw food. It's our natural state. It's how food was delivered to us by Mother Nature in the first place. And, you know, vegetables, fruits, it's better to eat them raw than to eat them cooked. And it's pretty easy to do so. And, you know, there's nothing better than a fresh picked apple off the tree, right? I mean, like a fresh picked apple. And when you even to compare that, you know, like a fresh picked apple compared to an apple pie or an apple sauce or an apple that's been in the store for a couple weeks.
Absolutely. It's not as fresh.
You know, there's a vibration there, you know. There's a freshness there. And just think if we were lucky enough to eat food at that freshness all the time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a break right now, Pam. And when we come back, Chef Pam Nectar, Garabians, will inspire you and educate you some more with some recipes. So check out Pam at luxuryjuicefast.com. And seriously, folks, we need your help for the sake of Chris, our producer. He's got a real stressful thing going on. He spilled spaghetti on his seat of his brand new vehicle. So if you know how to get spaghetti stains out of a materials car seat, please call our radio station 401-322-9091. Help me help Chris. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Chef Pam Nectar Garabians here today with us, and we're talking about healing with raw foods. Pam, let's talk about, and tell me if I'm saying this wrong, Adi? Am I saying
Adi?
That right?
Adi. Yeah, Adi.
Okay, tell everybody what that is.
Adi is our, Adi is our center. It's a center for enlightened healing, and we're here in Sedona, and myself and Dr. Mariana Fisher, who is an absolute inspiration, and as far as I'm concerned, the best naturopathic physician in the whole world.
We actually have her coming on the show, too, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Of course you do. Of course,
between
of course.
Christmas and New Year's, so that's to help everybody get back on track.
You can see Mariana on our website. Let me just say that Mariana got into raw foods and juice fasting back in the 60s when it was kind of, you know, going around, and now she's 60. And I would just encourage your guests to check out the website to have a look at this woman. She's the new face of 60. That's what you look like when you have a primarily raw food diet. Not 100%, 80%. She's amazing. And we joined forces, and she has a ton of experience with fasters, a ton. And I have a ton of experience with raw food and being in a kitchen. And so we moved here to Sedona, Arizona. We have a gorgeous home designed by healers. A vortex in the home, a giant crystal in the home. And we have an amazing team of healers here. We have a colon hydrotherapist. We have the best body worker in the world. We have spiritual support, and we have a poodle named Mac. And we have a beautiful home with great views. And what we do is we welcome people in for a six-day juice fast, followed by 3 days of raw food prep with me in the kitchen. And it's medically supervised, and you have access to all of us 24/7.
Wow.
So we really focus on revolutionizing holistic health, because what we really believe in is, although we've heard the term body, mind, spirit 1,000 times, and it's so critical and wonderful that as we're moving into this new time, people are yearning and learning, and it's just so exciting. I mean, truly, isn't it just the most wonderful time to be on the planet, truly?
It is.
It's really awesome. Is. We're so, all of us are so lucky, truly. And we want to really share that we understand the importance of our own bodies and our own minds and our own spirits, but what's also so important is that we heal when we all heal. So Adi operates as a charity. The two charities that we support are feedprojects.com and also farmsanctuary.com. So Mariana and I picked the charity that we were most passionate about because we understand that in our own healing, my healing is contingent on your healing. We're not going to heal until we all heal. You know, we walk around, you know, we drive around, and my passion is the Farm Sanctuary and meat.org. And, you know, I've had plenty of meat in my life. I rarely eat it these days. Once in a while, if it's a big celebration and it's compassionately raised, okay, maybe. But, you know, and that's wonderful, and I'll enjoy it. Food is to be enjoyed. But really want to share is that what's not okay is the cruelty that's really involved with factory farming. And I'm not preaching veganism, but I am asking people to be aware of their choices and the compassion that we need to be aware of, because as I was saying about I heal when we all heal, today, you know, millions of animals were really, really suffering again, right down the road from all of us. And we're walking around looking for the next fix. with broken hearts, and we don't understand why, you know. We wonder, what, you know. And it's the same thing. There's children in the parking lot in the car right next to yours that may or may not have eaten today. And we're walking around right there, right beside them. There's hungry kids all over, millions. Yeah. And we're not connected to that. And our healing, what we do here at Adi is we go into juice fasting and we use that as a vehicle to really awaken the light. And what Adi, the word Adi is a sacred Sanskrit word that means to enlighten or to shine light upon.
Okay.
And that is what we're all about, is really bringing the light to people so that they feel connected to themselves, their inner peace, and to the connection that they feel to everyone.
That good point. Now, I want to ask you, because you're talking about shining, I want to talk about cleanse now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Cleanses people, it's really interesting. There's so many people that are saying to me, do I do a cleanse? I just finished doing a cleanse. I did it through the homeopathic, the drops.
Oh, yeah.
And I just felt, just doing that type of cleanse, it was phenomenal. Now, I know for me that, and I do my cleanses through my naturopaths, you know, seeing me doing this and watching me. He started giving me a cleanse what was food related, because I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine. So he was making a cleanse food-wise specifically for me. But what I found happened for me was that there was 3 days where I had to just have water, and it was too much for me. I started feeling sick because I can't have my intestine empty. Mm-hmm. But I did find, after finding the right cleanse, it was phenomenal. Like you say now, you're having more energy in that. Can you share to people, because they ask me this question all the time, why is it so important for people to get a cleanse?
For a few reasons, and as you've said, you're in a unique situation, and everyone is different, and everyone has a unique situation. So there's a number of ways to cleanse. What's most important is that you get what you need. And I just want to say again that what we do here at Adi, it's not the same cleanse for everyone. In your situation, we would modify it exactly for you, because it is important. As far as who should cleanse?
No, I'm asking you, why is it so important?
To cleanse? Thank you. Yeah, you know, because we live in a really toxic world. And pretty much ever since the Industrial Revolution, we've been trying to, you know, there's just so many toxins in our daily environment. And that not only hinders our body and our functioning and creates disease and a lot of other things, you know, we're also spiritual beings. And it's important to be clean and to be clear. And, you know, there's a lot of degenerative diseases out there that you can fight by doing a cleanse.
Okay,
and your body functions better, and you're going to have a happier life and probably a much longer one.
So let me ask you this. Who should cleanse then? Everybody? Not
Pretty
children,
much.
Though, right? Children too?
You know, I mean, children, you know, I don't think children necessarily need to be thinking in terms of cleansing, frankly. You know, if there's a reason, if they're fighting a disease, it's a wonderful thing to do, and you can make it really fun. Mm-hmm. You know, here at the center, we make habanero juice. We make a lot of wonderful tonics to go with what we're doing. And like I said, I never compromise flavor, ever. Everything has to be enjoyable. So, you know, I think for kids, it would be really valuable if you're fighting things like allergies and, you know, just like chronic illnesses or recurring things or things like skin issues, you know, those common things that kids have, you know, it would be really beneficial. And everyone, truly, you know, we drive around in cars. We use a lot of toxic products. And I think that it's really important that everybody gives their body, you know, a chance to really function at its optimal level.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. When you do a cleanse, do you find you lose weight?
Oh, yeah.
I found I lost weight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You absolutely do. And, you know, again, there's ways to modify it if you don't want to lose weight. But the beauty of doing a juice fast, it's kind of the healthiest way to lose weight, truly, because not only is you know what it is? The weight loss is significant, and it's very fast, and it's very permanent. And partially, it's a wonderful side effect of getting your body clean. Your body just says, oh, thank you so much. You know, when I did my first fast, my first fast was 10 days, and I lost 20 pounds, and that never came back, ever. And so it's not like we're so used to thinking of weight loss as a battle, you know, like you got to work hard and sweat and all that stuff. But your body hanging on to the excess weight is very emotional. It's very, you know, it's your body, it's because your body's clogged up. and okay. it's not able to release it. So a juice fast is such a great way to get that started.
Okay, so we've got someone listening, and they're saying, oh, this sounds right, like good for me. What's their first step?
Definitely check out our website if you're interested. And if, the, you
like,
know, have a look
that,
at...
Can they do it at home, though? Like, I'm just saying, like, people who can't get to your center,
what would
be their first step? Like, they'd have to go to their doctor.
I would recommend, you know, asking their physician if they're familiar with juice fasting, first of all. If they're not familiar with juice fasting, then find someone who is, because you want someone with experience with fasting and understands it, as opposed to someone that doesn't understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, I really believe that fasting could become the new yoga. You know, we all need to know how to do this, you know, I mean, truly, because it's so beneficial. I think that there's some good information out there, but you want to know what's right for you. And so I would recommend getting a consultation with someone that's familiar with it. And, you know, because again, juice fasting, it seems, you know, it's straight enough. You don't eat food, you make some green juice and you live on that. But the things that can come from that, and also you're opening yourself emotionally to releasing, because a lot of what you're releasing is based on the emotions.
Yeah.
And you really want to have that support, you know. You want to know that you're opening some doors and you're releasing some stuff. And so you want to not necessarily be working and driving and doing all those things, because it's the greatest gift you can give yourself, and you want to set yourself up in a way that you can enjoy it and be supported. So I recommend being supported.
Very good, good information to share. Pam, we've got to take a break.
Thanks.
Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We're going to take that quick break, and when we return, Chef Pam Nectar-Garabians is going to give you some recipes you can try so that you can get started on your healing with raw foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Hello there, folks. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my special guest is Chef Pam Nectar Garabians. Now, we've got a question here that we're going to bring Chris on. And, Chris, you got a question for Pam? Do you want to ask her your question?
Yes, because we've been speaking about many raw vegetables and raw, you know, plant foods, and you were even talking about the green juice at the beginning of the show. But what about... We know about sushi and raw meats. What do you have to say about eating? Well, let's talk about sushi, like sushi, for example.
First of all, I love sushi. I'm from Vancouver.
Me too.
Best sushi in the whole world. And, you know, what I'll share about sushi is, hey, I love me my sushi. But if the fish that's used in that sushi isn't wild, I wouldn't touch it. That's really important to know, folks. You know, fish farming, although it's a great idea and the intention is to save our oceans, the fish farms that are in our oceans are really messing up the wild fish in a big way. I used to speak to this in Vancouver and how it affects everything from the bears to the eagles. It's a problem. So, as far as eating meat, whether raw versus cooked is better or worse, you know, if you're going to eat meat, enjoy it how you like it. But please try to eat a lot less often. We eat way more meat than we need to be eating. And that's the other reason why I'm really passionate about the factory farming, is because it's one of the biggest polluters going. It's so important to know that eating meat that's not compassionately and sustainably raised is, forget buying a hybrid and recycling, you know, because it is so polluting that entire industry by the time they grow the grain and the water and then the animals themselves and then, of course, how they're treated, you know. So I encourage people, if you're going to have meat, have it, go for it. Have it raw, have tartar, have oysters, have sushi, but make compassionate choices. And also eat meat less often. We just don't need that much.
Can I ask you a question, Pam? Because yeah. I was always raised that you have meat because it's your protein. So Chris right. is, you know, now Chris is being told, like, don't have that as much. What would you say to Chris to have as a protein in that place?
So for a great protein that's way less taxing on your body and on the environment is obviously nuts. Nuts are a great source. But nuts aren't for everybody, and you can have too many nuts sometimes. Sometimes you just have too many, and it's not quite right. But nuts are a great source of protein. And just a handful of almonds a day actually gives you a ton of protein. The other great source of protein in a raw diet are sprouts. Sprouts are like the powerhouse of foods, and anybody can grow them on your kitchen counter anytime. And they're just meaty. Like when you eat them, you know they're just so dense in nutrients. And sprouts have a ton of protein. Another high protein source is spirulina, which is algae, which is wonderful. The Mayans lived on, that was their main food source and protein source for thousands of years. And algae is just awesome. A lot of people, this is an interesting point. A lot of people say eat fish because you get that DHA, you know, like the stuff that helps you feel bright and happy and stuff because it's in fish. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why DHA is in fish? Because they eat algae. So we could just save the fish a lot of pain and suffering and eat algae ourselves a little bit. So there's a ton of protein in spirulina, and it's a wonderful thing to include into smoothies or different things. And actually, vegetables truly do have a lot of protein, and it's much more digestible. The meat that we're familiar with, you know, eat your chicken, eat your beef, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's really, you only get, it's only about 15 to 20% absolutely absorbable. It's really not, and in the process, it's about the hardest thing on your body to digest. And so the more we clog up our digestion, the more trouble we get into.
So, Chris, does that inspire you to stop having meat now?
It does a little bit, but I have to be honest, I do like it. I know I've reduced my intake.
Yeah. Me too. I grew up, my dad was an Armenian chef. I understand that. I do. It's a real process. That's why it's a process. Maybe if you're used to eating meat three times a day, try having one veggie meal a day. If you're used to eating meat three times a week, try having meat once a week. Like, I think that it's too much to say to you, Chris, no more meat. I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I would, and you know what? I wouldn't want you to do
Sue
that.
Sue would say that.
Yes, you would. And I have one more question that's related to protein.
Yeah.
And you've seen the movie Rocky, I'm sure. And he eats a raw egg first thing in the morning, puts it in the glass, drinks it, and he acts like that's all healthy. I mean, what's your answer to that?
Actually, eggs are your best source of protein. Animal protein, your best choice is an egg. And it's clean and it's easy for the body to digest. And again, Mother Nature kind of delivers that to us, doesn't she? You know, I mean, sometimes you know, getting eggs, it's like, okay, this works. The chicken doesn't seem to mind. There's plenty of them. Okay. And eggs, it's a suggestion, you know, eating an egg, you know, I can't honestly speak to whether a raw egg versus a cooked egg, you know, the benefit, the pros and cons. But I think that, you know, once in a while, an egg is a really grounding good thing.
And you're saying have that raw.
You could have that raw, or I think you could also have that cooked. Myself, I'm telling you, see, this is where I am not a purist. I am,
I'd have
you
to
know,
have it cooked.
I would have to have it cooked. I would have to have it poached on toast, I think, if I was to eat an egg.
Wow. Now, Chris, you don't have smoothies, do you? You've never had those, have you?
I have, but not in a while.
Okay, because Pam, you've got a good recipe for a beginner doing smoothies.
Yeah.
You want to share that with Chris? We got to get this guy shifted around.
Chris,
and
you know what?
Our listeners listening.
Chris, you can have whatever you want for lunch and whatever you have for dinner, but try this for breakfast and get back to me. This is where I started. You know, someone had turned this recipe on to me, Raw Foundation in Vancouver, and I loved it. I lived on it. So in your big blender goes a whole head of romaine lettuce, a banana, four dates, take the pits out, and a scoop or a heaping teaspoon of spirulina. And then some ice or some water or both, depending if you like it colder or not. Put some water in there and then turn it on and let it blend and blend until it's nice and smooth. And tell me that's not the yummiest thing you've ever had.
Mm.
It's really a great beginner smoothie. And, the whole head of romaine lettuce is so refreshing and nourishing, and it's cleansing to the body. The banana gives it a meaty, yummy sweetness, as do the dates. And then you're getting that hit of detox. Spirulina is very cleansing. It's very detoxifying.
Where do you buy that?
And you can buy it at any health food store. Any health food store will give you a good source of spirulina powder. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-P-I-R-U-L-L-I-A. Pardon me, not I. Spirulina.
Okay.
And I have that on my blog, so that just in case you've missed that, Chris, you can go to my blog. And then anyone else listening who wants to try that. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to try it yet. It's interesting how your mindset, eating a whole head of romaine lettuce at one time.
I know. It's true. Actually, that recipe creates a full blender of smoothie, you know. And what I used to do is I would make that in... I would have half of it for breakfast, and then I'd have most of it later in the morning or for lunch or whatever. So you could start with a half a head of romaine lettuce. But by the time you blend that down, what's nice about this drink is that it has that veggie fruit, you know, it has that sort of savory veggie flavor of the romaine and mixed with that fruit. It's just, it balances, and then the spirulina. It's a really balanced, refreshing, yummy drink, truly.
So we got you inspired now, Chris?
Absolutely, I am inspired.
Folks, I will just keep an eye on my blog, and I will let you know when my producer Chris has tasted it and his feedback on that. No pressure, sweetheart. Now, you have your raw specialty. Is that the recipe you just shared? Or do you
I have a few raw specialties, and I should say also I do have my own website as well, as you know, aside from the center, and there's recipes on that also. And that is the rawnectarcafe.com.
Okay.
But I'm going to be bringing a book out in January,
Sue. Yeah, we have about a minute left, so let's talk about that. Actually, we have less than a minute. Actually, we've got about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, we've got to get some recipes for you, right?
Okay, so here's a real quick one, because, Chris, I hear you like fresh corn, and eating raw corn is really good. So here's one. In a Vitamix, preferably, if not a really good blender or food processor, you put in a cup of Brazil nuts, a bunch of cilantro, lime juice, and some green chilies. Macerate until soft, and then toss that with some raw corn kernels, and you'll be so happy.
Sounds good.
Well, I hate to say this, Pam. We are so out of time. Folks, we've got Pam's got a raw cookbook coming out, and you can send your favorite recipe and story, and Pam will convert it into something raw and yummy and give you credit in her upcoming book. So you can email Pam with your stories and recipes. And again, her website is luxuryjuicefast.com. We're out of time, Pam. It's been great having you here. Check out their website.
Thank you. My pleasure, Sue. You're great. Thank you so much, my Canadian friend.
Thank you. I want to thank you, thank my very special guest, Pam, for being here today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week, we've got Dee Wallace, and the topic is loving yourself. You'll know Dee Wallace because she was the mother who played on the hit movie E.T. On behalf of my guest, Chef Pam Nectar Garabians, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.